Wow, welcome to Crosspoint. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you who are watching online, I mean, that is a classic movie, right? I mean, who doesn't like Big? And if this is your first time at Crosspoint, well, welcome to Crosspoint, where we actually show movie clips like that. And I mean, it never gets old. I mean, right? I mean, it just never gets old. And it's gonna help us raise some really important questions today as we continue in this amazing series called Better Decisions, Fewer Regrets. Listen, my name is Mark, if we haven't had the chance to meet one of the pastors around here. And we're super excited because we've been looking at some very difficult questions throughout this series. We've been looking at some tough questions that have actually been assisting us in making sure that we get 2022 off in the right direction. And listen, the reason why this film is so good is because it never gets old. And the reason why it doesn't get old is because we can all relate to it. In fact, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, this was one of my favorite films of all times. And I remember it because I remember wanting to be older. I remember wanting to be an adult. I remember when me and my friends, we were trying to get our parents to get them to do stuff for us. Mom, can you take us to the swimming pool in the summertime? No, I'm too busy. Mom, I really want this gaming system. Can you get it? No, you can't have it, right? I mean, Mom, could you take us here? Could you take us there? And then I would go to my friend and he'd be like, man, well, ask your mom. I'm like, okay, yeah, ask your mom. And he would go ask his friends, they're like, no, we're not taking you. No, you can't go. No, you can't do this. And we just felt like we had no freedom. As if we couldn't do what we wanted to do. And all of us just, I remember sitting on the grass outside, looking in the sky like, man, I can't wait until we get older. We can't wait until we become free to make the decisions that we want to make. Free to purchase what we want to purchase. And one of the things, one of the biggest purchases that I wish my mom would have gotten for me, I don't know about you, but for me, it was the Jordan sneakers, right? I mean, man, the patent leather ones, they were like classic. Like everybody was getting them. I was like, Mom, can I please get them? She saw the price tag and I'd never had that pair of Jordans. but here's the thing, that the reality is we all wanted to get older. We all wanted the freedom. We all wanted the opportunity to be able to indulge and purchase the things that we wanted. But what we didn't know, we didn't really know what we were asking for. We didn't know like what really came with getting big, right? Getting older. And you know, believe it or not, we soon found out. In fact, we didn't have to become like 21-year-old adults to figure out that we were actually going to find out what it meant to get older. In fact, we found it out right around the time when we got our like learnings permit, like when we got our driver's permit, right? I mean, because that was like the first sign of you getting some freedom. You have an opportunity to now drive the car and drive to the store. I don't have to ask Mom to take us anymore. We can drive. We have a license, but we got the provisional license, right? We all know the provisional license. It's like, yeah, you got some freedom, but you can't have your friends in the car. You got to have a curfew. You got to be back before a certain time at night. And it's like, oh my gosh. And very quickly, here's what happened. We became familiar with the line. The line. And the line is this thing that's between legal and illegal. The thin line between responsible and irresponsible. The line between what's moral and immoral. The line between ethical and unethical. We became very familiar with it. It's the line between I'm still in control and I need help. We came across that line and we figured out that you know, at the end of the day, it's a human nature. It's in our nature to struggle, to want to snuggle up to the edge of that line. We want to get as close to that line as possible. And we snuggle up to it. And I want you to know that it's human nature to get by with as much as we can, as much as we can, without becoming our own worst enemy or worse. Or even, we want to get as close to the line before we get grounded, right? Or we want to get as close to the line before we get expelled from school. We want to get as close to the line before we get embarrassed. We want to get as close to the line until our spouse kicks us out the house. Or we want to get as close to the line before we get locked up or incarcerated. And see, what happens is we start to develop assumptions. Because our human nature keeps pushing us up against the line, but we want to get close to it, and we start developing these assumptions. And these assumptions, they begin to fuel this incessant flirtation with disaster. And that begins to inform our decisions. It's an assumption that impedes our ability to make good decisions. And this assumption is why we are so comfortable living and dating and spending and drinking and driving so close to the edge of embarrassment, or even worse. And if you're struggling trying to figure out what some of these assumptions are or what they might sound like, let me help you a little bit. Let me give you some examples of what they are. They're like this. If it's not wrong, it's all right. If it's not illegal, it's permissible. If it's not immoral, hey, it's acceptable. It's not over the line, so it's fine. And here's the thing. Before long, if we allow these assumptions to inform our decisions, here's what happens. We start to ask this question. We begin asking, how far over the line can I go without getting caught or experiencing consequences? How far over the line can I go before experiencing consequences or getting caught? Here's the thing. As we're processing that question, this all begins because we're asking the wrong questions. We're asking ourselves the wrong questions, and we're asking ourselves, is there anything wrong with this? That's the question we're asking when we come to these assumptions. Is there anything wrong with this? And this question, is there anything wrong with this, oftentimes lead to this second question. How did I get myself in this? How did I end up here? See, drawing the lines and setting our limits and establishing a moral and an ethical standard on the borderline between right and wrong, illegal and illegal, is a good line to eliminate any margin for error. But we know that we will continue to struggle if we do not ask the right questions. So I'm glad that you all are here today, that you're tuning in today, because today we are going to think about how we can ask the right questions. In fact, we've been asking the right questions throughout this series. And so if you haven't had a chance to check up on this series, this is a good time for you to maybe go back, check out on YouTube or maybe on our website. You can go back to the last 3 weeks. We've been asking these questions because we found out that when we ask the right questions, when we ask better questions, we actually make better decisions, which ends up giving us fewer regrets. And so today, there's no different. There's no different. And today, we're going to look at this question. And the question today is actually a maturity question. Obviously, we're watching big, right? And here it is, a 16-year-old boy. It's like a 13-year-old boy in like a grown body, right? And so here's the thing. What does it really mean to be mature? And see, many of us can still identify with that movie because let's be honest, some of us are 40 years old with a 401k, but we still act 14. Newt would get quiet there. But I get it, right? But the reality is we can relate to it because even though our age, maybe our stage of life feels like it's moved forward, but the reality is some of us are still acting and behaving in very immature ways. So today we're going to deal with the maturity question. And I like the maturity question. And the maturity question is actually being birthed out of this passage of scripture. It's a book that was written by a guy named Solomon. He was the richest guy in the Bible, had a whole lot of wealth, had a huge kingdom. He had a lot of kids. And he actually really thought about his sons because obviously in that day and age, in that society, I mean, his wealth, his legacy was going to be passed on by his sons. So what Solomon decided to do, he decided to write this thing called Proverbs to provide the wisdom to his sons so that they can carry it on, carry the legacy on, and so that they could continue to fulfill the family's legacy. And so what he did was he created this book called Proverbs. If you wanted to know why we even have a book of Proverbs, it's because this dad really cared about the next generation. And so what he does in this Proverbs, verse 20, chapter 27, verse 12, he says this to him. He says, the prudent see danger and they take refuge. Now, prudent people are simply wise people. Like if you're prudent, you're wise, right? You're thinking and you're wise. They embrace the reality that one thing always leads to another. and they decide their lives. They orient their lives accordingly. They're very strategic. They're wise. They realize that everything is connected, that this decision is going to impact the next decision, that one thing is going to lead to the other. But see, the unwise, the immature, the naive, they keep going. In fact, that's what the rest of this verse says. It says that the prudent see danger and they take refuge, but the simple, they keep going and they pay the penalty. They pay the penalty. And so the majority question is not about the good thing. It's not about the right thing. It's about the wise thing. What is the wise thing to do? And that's a good question for us to begin to ask ourselves. What's the wise thing to do? So now here's the challenge all of us, with all of us, is that when it talks about the prudent, they see danger. The challenge with that is most of us can't see danger because we don't have the right filters to recognize danger when it's staring us in the face. And so it's easy to read sometimes scriptures that say prudent is that they can see the danger and they know what to do with it. But what happens when danger is staring you in your face and you don't recognize it? And the reason why we don't recognize is because we don't have the right filters to be able to recognize danger when we see it. And so I like, when we start talking about wisdom, the three filters that I like to think through as we think about wisdom are very simple. And the three filters are this: it's your past experiences, your current circumstances, and your future dreams and hopes. Your past, your current circumstances, and your future dreams and hopes. Those are the three filters that if you want to be able to see danger, you need to have in your focus at all times. When you're asking yourself the question and when you're coming up upon decisions to be made, those are the three filters that will be the most beneficial and the most helpful. And if you're unable to ask yourself a question that encompasses both the past, present, and the future, this is where a guy named Paul comes about. Because he's writing a letter to this church at Ephesus, which we call the book of Ephesians, and when he's helping them to understand, it's kind of this formula for how we ought to ask the right questions, how we can encompass and really understand the past, present, and future, and how they help us to make wise decisions. Here's what it says. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, 15, it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Now, he's clear, right? He's like, wait a minute, stop. If you want to live wise, just be careful, right? Like, just be careful. But it's not to be careful, like, let me tiptoe through life, carefully arriving at a destination that's unknown. No, he's saying, be careful, but you need to know, like, that's a part of being wise. Unwise, you're living carelessly. Don't live recklessly. I mean, that's obvious, right? But here's the good stuff. The good stuff is this. You see, because Paul continues. See this piece where it says, making the most of every opportunity. That's what I want to spend some time at. Right there. Making the most of every opportunity. Now, that sounds pretty regular in the common vernacular of English, but let me take you back a few centuries where it was written in its original language, which is Greek. And in the original Greek, if we translate that regularly, it actually means redeeming the time, reclaiming your time, the ransom of time. When it says make the most of every opportunity, it's actually saying not make the most of just a future opportunity, but in that you can reclaim the time. I mean, wouldn't that be nice, right? Wouldn't that be nice if we could get back the time that we spent? In fact, I'm reminded of that congresswoman, right? Maxine Waters, who was like, reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time. Wouldn't that be nice if you could reclaim the time? I mean, for some of us, maybe that's just a few scattered weekends that we had in college, right? If I could just get those nights back, if I could just get those moments back, right? Maybe it's a few nights in high school or a few times when you were an adult, right? When you were at the happy hour with the folks from the job and it got a little crazy, right? Maybe if you could just have those times and those moments back. Or for some of you, it may be a season of life. Maybe it was a season of your first marriage or your second marriage. Or maybe it was a season when you found yourself really in a dark place and you felt like you had a job that you hated and you came home and you was disgruntled. Or maybe it was a season where you didn't spend the type of time with your kids that you wish you could have. Maybe it was just a season of life, but you wish you could get it back. You wish you could reclaim that time. You wish you could reallocate some of those days of the weeks or some of those years and just really get those back. I mean, and not to mention the money. You think about some of the money, some of the foolish things you spent money on, some of the unwise decisions you spent money on. I mean, you're thinking about it, and it's like, reclaim your time. Can I get it back? How can I get it back? But if you had the opportunity to go back and invest the time and invest in the productive, healthy, life-giving activities, imagine where you'd be today. And as painful and as awkward as it might be for you to think back about how you just, you know, squandered those funds and those early checks and some of those decisions that you made, as hard and as painful as it even is for you to sit here and think about it, just imagine if someone would have told you how to make wiser decisions. And so Paul's words, what Paul is asking for us is to anchor your conscious question. The conscious question that we dealt with last week, right? Pay attention to the tension so that you pause and you really start to think about what is God trying to do, right? When we melt the conscious question with the maturity question, here's what we come up with. And I want to suggest to you from three perspectives, your past, your present, and your future, that this is the version. I think this is the most efficient question for us to ask. Here it is. In light of my past experiences, your current circumstances, and your future hopes and dreams, what is the wise thing for you to do? And see, for many of us, you've probably heard the phrase as it pertains to our past that if you don't remember your past, you're condemned to repeat it. Or maybe you heard it this way, that it can be restated this way, that those of you who don't pay attention to what got them in trouble yesterday, it's liable to get them back in trouble today. That our past, the past of your grandfather, your mom, your parents, that it's embedded in us. That it's a part of who we are. It's a part of your makeup. It's a part of your wiring. And see, it may not be catchy, but the point is this. See, our past predisposes us to specific temptations, to specific addictions, and even some blind spots that come as a result of our past. And let me tell you, so some of these temptations and addictions and the things from our past, or even in our DNA, it's just in our wiring. But here's the thing, if we don't know about them, we can't pay attention to them. And for some of us, and for some of you, listen, the reality is your parents, your grandparents, the people before you, they didn't want to share it. They were ashamed, they were embarrassed. They didn't want to tell you about the addiction. They didn't want to tell you about the mental health things that they were dealing with. They didn't want to tell you about how they were molested as a child and how that impacted their sexual identity. They didn't want to tell you about how these things impacted the decision to make them the way that they were, that impacted the way that you are. They didn't have somebody telling them about a question that can give them perspective. And I want you to know, like even on last week, we talked about paying attention to the tension. Maybe even pausing in that space. But see, this question doesn't just focus on the past. It also tells us to think about our current circumstances. And the current circumstances that you may find yourself in, I want you to know, like, life is seasonal. That's right, it's seasonal, and it comes and it goes. But see, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to the people that love you. You owe it to the people you love to be considerate about what your decisions and how your decisions can impact those who are worried about you, who love you, who are right around you currently. See, because I found that some of my biggest mistakes that I've made, and most of the time when I'm apologizing or asking for forgiveness, it's usually because of me being in the moment, being caught up in the moment, and making decisions based on the emotions that I feel in the present. I snapped and said something that I probably shouldn't have said, or I made a snap decision, or maybe you went and purchased another purse that you knew you didn't need, or you bought that pair of sneakers, or maybe, just maybe you sent the email too quick. Maybe you shouldn't have sent the text message right away. You were too upset in the moment. Listen, when you consider your current circumstances, one of the best things that you can do is sometimes do nothing. That the wise thing to do in those circumstances is for you to analyze what's happening, feel your emotions, but learn that you need to do nothing. Take a nap before you send the email. Take a breath. Go take a walk. Step away. Step back. Because the wise person doesn't want to move on emotions because of what happened in the current circumstances. Think about your legacy. Think about what you're leaving. It's okay to pause, to step back, and to not make a quick decision. But not only should you just, does this question give you perspective on your past and help you to analyze and be present for your current circumstances, but it also helps us to think about our future and our dreams. See, chances are you have some idea of what you want your future to look like, right? I mean, you have a picture in your mind, you have a dream in your mind of what you want your future reality to look like. But here's the challenge with the dream. Here's the challenge with the dreams and the aspirations that you have. The challenge is that your dreams, they come with the deck stacked against you. Your dreams come with the wind blowing in the opposite direction of where you're trying to go. Meaning that you're always on an uphill battle toward those dreams. That even if you have financial backing, you may not have emotional support. Or sometimes you have emotional support, but you don't have the financial backing. And sometimes you have the financial and the emotional, but spiritually you're just not fit to be able to handle what the dream is that you've dreamed up. There's always something that's pulling you back, that feels like it's just pulling you back the moment you're trying to move forward because you have a future that you want. And so here's the thing, if you're not careful, if we are not careful, you will contribute to the demise of what you hoped for. That if you're not careful, you can be the one that sabotages your own future, your own dreams because of a decision that you've decided to make. Don't rob yourself of your own future. Asking, answering, and acting on the wisdom question is how you plan not to rob yourself. Ask yourself the question, in light of your future hopes and dreams, what is the wise thing for you to do? Asking this question with the future in mind brings clarity to the options we are considering. It serves as a purifying light, and the deceptive shades of gray, they begin to dissipate. And our best options become very clear, painfully clear. They become so clear that we are tempted to look away, or we excuse ourselves away. We'll find the excuses to move things away. Excuses like, but I'm not hurting anyone. If I make this decision, I can handle it. There's no law against it. God will forgive me. Our excuses are persuasive because they're mostly true. You aren't doing anything wrong yet. You're not hurting anyone yet. It's not illegal. The first time, God will forgive you. But so what? That's all beside the point. See, because the purpose of our fourth question isn't to stop you from doing something wrong. It's to keep you from doing something unwise. See, again, unwise is a gateway. It's the gateway to regret. It paves the way to the tipping point, and in some cases, to the point of no return. Would you be willing to put away your old, worn-out excuses once and for all? I mean, they've never served you well anyway. They've never served you in the ways of helping you get to your future self. They just silence your consciousness. They cloud your reasoning and diminish your ability to hear the voices of wisdom that are all around you. See, our excuses escort us to the threshold of regret. The excuses we make, they usher us to the front door and cross over the threshold to our biggest regrets. And then they abandon us with no margin for error. You've been there. And listen, I don't want you to ever go back there again. You don't have to go back there again. So decide to be done with that. Instead of excusing yourself forward, dream and plan your way forward. Ask yourself, in light of my future hopes and dreams, what's the wise thing for me to do? In light of where you want to be financially, if you're single, in light of where you want to be relationally, if you're married and plan to go the distance with your spouse and finish together, what can you do now to facilitate the dream of tomorrow? And for the students who are watching, or those of you who are in the room, those are the questions that you should be asking yourself in light of your future for college or career. Ask yourself the question. See, because all of us end up somewhere. But today, I'm asking you to decide to end up somewhere on purpose. Today, decide to build your life on intentionality and purpose with wisdom. So we're going to sing a song that reminds us of what it means to build our life. So I'm going to ask that you stand here, and even if you're home, I want to ask that you stand and join with us. See, because this week, I want you to ask yourself this question. In light of your past experiences, your current circumstance, and your future hopes and dreams, what is the wise thing for you to do? I want to pray with us. God, we thank you so much for reminding us that we have wisdom to glean from, and that you have given us an opportunity to build a life that's built on wisdom, that's built by looking at the past and appreciating our present, but also as we consider making decisions, that we want to consider the future. Because you promised us a hope and a future. For you know the plans that you have for us. And those plans are for us to have a hope and a future. Help us to build this life. Help us to be mature. It's in your name we ask these things. Amen.